This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Evacuation flights from Afghanistan are continuing Friday, but with new urgency, a day after two suicide bombings targeted the thousands of desperate people fleeing the Taliban takeover, killing more than 100. The U.S. warns more attacks could come ahead of Tuesday's deadline for foreign troops to leave, but the crowd outside Kabul airport in the capital Friday has been as large as ever. Afghan and U.S. officials say Thursday's bombing near the international airport killed at least 95 Afghans, according to some officials, and at least 13 U.S. troops. It was the deadliest day for American forces in Afghanistan since August 2011. The U.N. Refugee Agency said on Friday up to 500,000 Afghans could flee their homeland by year end, appealing to all neighboring countries to keep their borders open for those seeking safety. The Deputy UN High Commissioner for Refugees says as a crisis unfolds in the country, a few thousand Afghans have been recorded as entering Iran daily, while traders continue going back and forth from Afghanistan to Pakistan. There's been a, quote, small uptick in the outflow to Pakistan in recent days, she said, adding the contingency planning figure for 500,000 Afghan refugees over the next 4 months includes departures to Iran and Pakistan into the countries of Central Asia. Britain's defense chief promised Friday to get to the bottom of a security lapse that saw documents identifying Afghan staff members and job applicants left behind at the abandoned British embassy in Kabul. A Times of London reporter says he found the papers scattered on the ground. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Africa will this weekend receive 2.2 million Pfizer vaccine doses donated by the United States to add to the 5.6 million doses it received from the U.S. in July. The new doses come as the country continues to battle an extended resurgence of COVID-19 infections and is racing to vaccinate 67% of its 60 million people by February next year. They are expected to be delivered on Saturday, according to South Africa's health minister. He said during a weekly COVID-19 briefing, he says South Africa has fully vaccinated more than 5.4 million people with the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the two-dose Pfizer vaccine, and has administered more than 11 million vaccine doses. The vaccination drive picked up pace last week after it increased eligibility to all aged over 18 years, ensuring that all adults can now get the shots. Over the past 2 days, South Africa has given jabs to more than 260,000 people each day, bringing it closer to its target of 300,000 daily vaccinations, according to the health minister. Sweden's government said on Friday it would look at extending national security laws to allow police to spy on suspected gangs as authorities try to halt a surge in shootings that have led to more than 26 deaths this year. Sweden has gone from having one of the lowest rates of gun violence in Europe to one of the highest over the last couple of decades, pushing law and order to the top of the political agenda ahead of the general election next year. The country's interior minister says the government will appoint a commission to look at measures, including the expansion of secret preventative surveillance of suspects, currently only allowed in cases related to national security. There's already a commission looking at giving police greater powers to intercept electronic communications, which will report next year. And Japanese media reported Friday a visually impaired Paralympian was hit by a self-driving bus in the athletes' village in Tokyo, suffering head and leg injuries. Toyota, which developed the autonomous shuttle buses used in the compound, says it suspended operation of the vehicles after the accident on Thursday afternoon. One of its electric buses, quote, made contact with a pedestrian who was visually impaired on a pedestrian crossing, Toyota said in a statement, apologizing and claiming it's fully cooperating with police. Several major local media outlets named the injured pedestrian as a Japanese judo athlete who may need weeks to recover from his injuries after being treated at the village's clinic. Thousands of athletes and team officials are staying there for the virus-delayed games that began on Tuesday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.